Good morning. A low pressure wave and associated cool front is passing through the region early this morning, producing rain, some of it heavy, and locally heavy downpours will continue into the early morning period across most of New England while New York State dries out behind the front. The trend throughout the region will be toward drying things out from west to east through the early morning period. And by later this morning, and especially this afternoon, we'll have a return to sunshine and the wind will flip around to the northwest and will start to really dry things out with much lower humidity. Temperatures today will reach the upper 70s to lower 80s on average. Skies will clear out tonight and cooler weather will move in with lows dropping back into the 40s and lower 50s, even some 30s across the higher terrain. High pressure building in tomorrow will really set us up for a nice stretch of weather. Tomorrow afternoon in the 70s with lots of sunshine, mostly sunny skies on Thursday and Friday as we push back into the 80s both days. And right now it looks dry through the holiday weekend with a mix of sun and clouds for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday with highs starting out in the 80s Saturday but falling back into the 70s for Sunday and the holiday on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Isaac, located about 125 miles south-southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River. Hurricane warnings have been issued from Morgan City, Louisiana, east to the Alabama-Florida border, including metropolitan New Orleans. Isaac is moving toward the northwest near 12 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue for the next day or two with a decrease in forward speed. On the forecast track, the center will be near or over the Louisiana coast tonight or early tomorrow morning. Maximum sustained winds are near 70 miles per hour with higher gusts. Strengthening is forecast, and Isaac is likely to become a hurricane later today. Additional strengthening is forecast until the center moves inland. The combination of a storm surge and the tide will cause normally dry areas near the coast to be flooded by rising waters. The water could reach depths of 6 to 12 feet above ground in southeast Louisiana and Mississippi. Isaac is also expected to produce total rainfall amounts of 7 to 14 inches with possible isolated maximum amounts of 20 inches in southeastern Louisiana, southern Mississippi, and southern Alabama. These rains could result in significant lowland flooding. Isolated tornadoes are possible along the northern Gulf Coast today. Dangerous surf and rip current conditions will also continue to affect the Florida coastline and portions of the northern Gulf Coast for the next day or so. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Norfolk, Virginia at 3:59 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Northolt, United Kingdom at 9:38 a.m. on Saturday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 50 degrees with a northwest wind at 37 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 37 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 3 miles visibility, light rain and fog, 68 degrees, the dew point 67, 96% relative humidity, a northeast wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.85 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Kamult, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, showers and thunderstorms, then increasing sunshine in the mid-80s, Boston, showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny, with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 84 degrees, the low, 65, the average temperature, 75, that's 7 degrees above normal. 57 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, now 1.88 inches, that's 1.20 inches below normal. And 22.24 inches for the year, which is 3.53 inches of rain below normal. There were 10 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 218, and for the season, 739. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low, 58. The record high, 98, set in 1948, and the record low, 42, in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:36 p.m., 13 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Early showers giving way to increasing sunshine today, becoming breezy this afternoon with highs in the mid-70s to lower 80s. Mostly clear with areas of fog tonight and lows in the 40s back into the upper 30s across the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, showers this morning giving way to increasing sunshine today, becoming breezy this afternoon with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear with areas of fog tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a few showers left over this morning, then increasing sunshine today, becoming breezy this afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear with areas of fog tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, showers this morning giving way to increasing sunshine today, becoming breezy this afternoon with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear with areas of fog tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, showers this morning giving way to increasing sunshine today, becoming breezy this afternoon with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear with areas of fog tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny with low humidity, cooler in the 70s, mostly sunny in the lower 80s on Thursday, upper 80s with lots of sunshine on Friday, back to the lower to mid-80s Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds, and partly sunny for both Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.